you guys know that I love having super talented folks in the studio, and this trio, I think they're going to blow you away because I have been listening to their music. It's Raquel, it's Dan, and it's Leland over there. I can barely see him behind the computer, aka also known as The Woods. You guys, welcome to Wise Country.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, good to be
what
here.
Did you just call it?
Absolutely. Wise Country. W-E-I-S. But I call it Wise Country. Yeah. So you guys, I'm not sure that you've ever been in these parts before, have you guys?
No.
First time.
We're going to have to get you back because Wise Lake, we're talking about the heat.
Yeah.
And getting out on the boat, I'll take you out on the pontoon boat, and we'll make a whole party of it next time. But we're so glad to have you guys. And I know kind of a little bit about what I've read. 2020 happened to all of us, obviously. Right. And as everything was kind of shutting down, you guys kind of came together with your passion of music and you started making some great music. Tell me, I know you all have your accolades and you've been doing this for a while, but you guys kind of came together in 2020.
True, but just real quick, when you said Wise Country, I thought you said Wine Country and I got really excited.
She was excited. Raquel was excited.
So,
not exactly in Wine Country, but I'll tell you about that off the air, Raquel. I'll tell you where we can go.
Right.
We can handle that too. But you guys got together and you had each been doing, I'm assuming, kind of each been doing your own thing. I know accolades for songwriting, same thing for you, storyteller Leland, excellent guitarist over there. But you came together. So did you know each other beforehand? How did this collaboration come to be, guys?
I think we all knew each other, but we didn't know we wanted to be in a band together.
Okay, so knew of each other.
Yeah, and that's how we started playing with each other during COVID. But it wasn't until actually we started doing it for a few times over with the time we had.
Yeah.
That we all looked at each other and we were like, I think we got something.
So whose idea was it and said, hey, you know, because I'm looking at this beauty and I'm thinking, how did these two, I told you guys that off the air, how did you guys hook up, just kind of being on the same local scenes? How did you, find each other?
Dan kind of had the original idea for The Woods. He was writing some songs for a three-part harmony and stuff like that. And we ended up on Percy Priest Lake one day, and afterwards we ended up jamming on his porch, and I was singing harmony and playing guitar with him, and it just felt good. And we needed a third voice, and Raquel found us, just sat in with us for fun, and after we sang the first few times, we looked at each other and were like, well, I think we got something here.
Yeah, and it definitely works. How did you come up with the name? Why The Woods? There's got to be is there a story?
There's not a really exciting story.
Six
or seven different stories. We'll just pick one.
There you go.
I think probably the main thing is our songs and sound and vibe is trying to keep something organic and raw and authentic. And we figured The Woods kind of matches that whole thing.
I like it. And it definitely does. We have got The Woods in studio. It's Raquel, it's Dan, it's Leland. Amazing trio. Now, I want to get into just quickly a little bit of background. You're actually from Canada.
I am, you're right.
I love that. But now you guys, and I know you're in Nashville, but are you from Nashville, Dan?
No, I'm not from Nashville. I'm actually originally born and raised in New Jersey.
In Jersey.
In Jersey, but I only drive like I'm from Jersey.
Gotcha.
Other than that.
Okay, and now Leland, you're actually a Texas boy.
Yeah, I was born in Michigan, but I had family in Texas, and my family moved down there, and that's where I learned how to really pick guitar and sing and do all that good stuff.
Well, and that's my next question is, are y'all from musical families? Are mom and dad musical at all? I mean, you know.
I'm not. I like to, for Harry Potter fans out there, I like to call myself a muggle-born.
A muggle-born. I love it. Okay.
My parents are not.
Not musical. What about you, Raquel?
The first we're hearing of it.
Yeah, no kidding. My dad actually played the drums.
Okay.
So I grew up jamming in the basement with him.
Yeah, I was a drummer. I love it. Okay.
Really?
Yeah. You don't see a lot of girl drummers, but yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, I always... therefore, was surrounded by other musicians too, and really got to kind of hone in my craft at an early age.
Yeah, grow up around it. What about you, Dan?
I grew up around music. We were much more of a listening family, but in a very alternative way, I guess we were somewhat musical.
Gotcha.
My name's Daniel Patrick O'Rourke, so pretty Irish.
Yes.
And I grew up going to bagpiping competitions, and my dad was like an award-winning bagpiper in a big group. So.
Well, how cool is that?
Yes.
That's pretty neat. So you guys have described some very different influences, but as you were growing up, what were you listening to? I mean, let's talk about teenage years. What were those influences?
Ooh, teenage years. Well... I was a really big Celine Dion fan.
Okay.
I wanted to be Celine Dion, but then I hit, when I was little, like before I hit puberty, which is funny because it's always like how guys talk about that, but even as a girl, I could hit all those notes.
Yeah.
And then I can't sing like her anymore, so.
And then couldn't quite. She's pretty spectacular though, Raquel. I mean, that's a good one to idolize. I don't know, when I listen to you guys, I kind of hear like this. You know, people are going to immediately think Lady A just because of the trio, yeah. And there's such a cool lane for you guys. So I'm really excited to play your stuff and get you out there in Weiss country, Raquel, and wine country. But you know, I kind of hear this whole like Fleetwood Mac and this like soulful too, and maybe like a Crosby, Stills, and Nash. I mean, you guys have got this.
Thank you for even comparing.
Yes,
it's a great company to be in.
I love it. I mean, you've got these wonderful pieces of the puzzle, but and again, you're all very accomplished in your own right. I know, just a little bit, like we talked about songwriting awards. You know, runners up in competitions and things I've read about for both of you guys. Yeah. Very cool. And then. Stadiums that you've played in and with like symphonies and concerts and things back there, Leland.
Definitely been around the block.
Yeah. I mean, very cool. Quite the mix. It's the Woods in studio with us here. It is 229 on WEIS. Let's get to the new single. It is called Worlds on Fire. You guys, tell me a little bit about this one, the story behind it. How did it come to be? All that good stuff.
It's just a song really just for like a day like today when it feels like the world's
when
on fire.
When we literally are roasting
it's
out there.
It's just a good summer song, you know.
I love it. All right. Well, if you guys are ready, I would love to play it. Is that cool with you guys?
Absolutely.
All right. Let's take a listen. We always say we're playing the hottest new country right here on 100.5 FM and 990 AM. It is the debut of Worlds on Fire. It's The Woods.
On fire, would we do things right if it's ending tonight? Yeah, baby, it's up in flames. Would we get things straight with the love we made? Do you feel like me? Don't wanna wait to see it. Yeah, baby, I got to know what your one desire if the world's on fire. To know what you want these are. up in flames? Would we get things straight with the love we make?
Oh yeah, today's best country, all your favorites too, 100.5 FM, 990 AM. We are in Weiss Country. It is 2:33, a toasty 93 degrees right now. The Woods in studio with me, amazing trio. It is Raquel, it is Dan. I always have to do ladies first, you know that. And that's how they're sitting in here too. And Leland, over behind my computer playing over there. But you know what, you guys have got a new sound, but it's also this cool nostalgic vibe too.
I'll take that. Take that all day.
Yes. I mean, it is. It's like fresh, but it's also got this, I don't know, that's just the best word I can find is nostalgic. But where can they find your music? Of course, everywhere typically that they'd go to find music, I'm assuming.
Everywhere typically that you would find music. I'd say the important thing is search our name with the song title, World's on Fire. It'll come right up.
It'll pop
but if
up.
Anyone does the whole social media thing, we are Who Are the Woods? Because that's probably what you're wondering. Who are these guys?
Yeah, who are these guys?
So
look
them up.
So Who
Are the Woods, yeah. And then we have the website for all those non-social media people. It's getintothewoods.com.
Getintothewoods.com. And you've got lots of things there for them to find. I have to ask because I am not a songwriter by any means, but it just fascinates me because you guys are fantastic songwriters. And I just always wonder, when do you do your best stuff? I mean, do you like get together and sit down and plan a session? Or is it something that you're like, hey, you're walking up to the pub where you had lunch today and something hits you and you write it down on a postie or, you know, give me the scoop, you guys.
I feel like songwriting's like magic.
Yeah.
And you don't know where it comes from sometimes.
Okay.
And sometimes you get a little spark of it and you gotta, like you said,
I
write
like
it on
that.
A post-note,
okay.
Save it for later.
Gotcha.
For when you do have the song right and you can put your thinking brain on instead of your feeling brain.
Okay.
And I think that's probably, it's probably all of the above.
Okay.
How do you write a song? Any way you write a song.
Any way you do it and it comes together. And do you guys still do a lot of writing together or are you still doing individual things or how is that working?
I think we all wrote separately.
Right.
And so now that, you know, we spend more time together, we're writing more together, but it's just funny, like, being in Nashville because there's so many different people to write with and, you know, it's really fun to get to collaborate with so many different people.
And you're all, now are you all living in Nashville now?
Yes.
So everybody's in Nashville. Oh yeah, you guys can meet some wonderful folks to collaborate with. That is for sure. What I love, again, we've talked about it, you guys are dynamite on your own, but you put you together and you're just like fire. It is the Woods in studio with me on WEIS. And Raquel, you've opened up for some biggies. That's got to be exciting. I mean, we're talking like Josh Turner. We're talking Carrie Underwood, Scotty McCreery. I mean, all the fabulous folks that we play right here on WEIS. So my question to all of you is, you know, if you could be out there right now on your dream tour. Leland, let's start with you. Who would that dream tour be with?
Oh, man, my dream tour right now would probably be maybe like the Brothers Osborne.
Okay.
Of course, Stapleton. That'd be great to be opening up.
Oh, man.
Like that.
Yes. And remember your friend Carly at WEIS for that one.
Of course.
I want to be there cheering you guys on. All right, Dan, what would your dream tour be?
My dream tour would be probably someone, maybe, oh, boy. Oh, shoot. We should have talked about this. I should have thought about this. You know who would be awesome to is be the opener for the Eagles.
Oh. Yeah, see, that's like a
in a true dream.
And Raquel wants to open for Celine Dion, but other than Celine, who else?
No, she's like the classic, like when you're in a storm right around and you don't want to follow someone or even be near them.
Oh,
like,
man.
Too phenomenal. But I think in the country world, I'd love to open for Keith Urban. I think that would be, he's just such an amazing entertainer and guitar player.
And he's just such a nice guy. I can tell y'all that from my time in Atlanta. Just, he really is like he is. I mean, you know, and not everybody is. We'll leave it at that. But yeah, he really is. I want you guys to play something else for me. So tell me what you're going to do.
We'll do a song called Carolina Girl.
Carolina Girl. It's the Woods on WEIS. You guys take it away.
1, 2, 3.
Well, you were looking like a wild flower on a summer day. Like a song inside my heart I never played.
but you weighed me down like a traveler, pulled me in like a thief. And ever since you left Nashville, I've been looking east. So Carolina girl, won't you cross that line? Put the stars back in the Tennessee sky. Even the moon's been missing its shine since you left my world. Carolina girl, won't you burn a few miles? We can meet back where the river runs wild. Keep me on your mind. Got a heart that calls you back to your home. And I don't blame you for leaving if you gotta go. But I can't stand waiting any longer here in this settling dust. And I don't want this wind to blow away what's left of us. Carolina girl, won't you cross that line? Put the stars back in the Tennessee sky. Even the moon's been missing its shine since you left my world. Carolina girl, won't you burn a few miles? We can meet back where the river runs wild. Keep me on your mind.
Over here, and you guys are actually on my computer. You're actually singing to me as well right now, which you didn't realize. It's kind of cute. You're singing right now over here. Kind of cool stuff. Sounding pretty good, don't they, Josh? Nice. Over in the news center, we've got the Woods in studio on WEIS. It is 2:42. Sounding great. I mean, amazing vocals. I mean, super songwriters, talented musicians. What can't you guys do? Can you cook?
Ooh. Yeah, we can cook. Well,
can you really? Oh my goodness! Can they cook, Raquel? I don't know. I don't know if
actually,
I believe them.
They're the better cooks.
Oh, okay.
Man, honesty. We're getting honesty in this band.
I'm
today.
Really good at takeout. And, but you know
what? But she's honest.
I
yeah.
Made some really good scones the other day.
Ooh, oh, that yeah, sounds yeah, pretty
she's
good.
A
that
good
sounds
baker.
A good baker. Sounds pretty good. All right. Well, you guys absolutely are just totally the trifecta. The Woods in studio with me. And when you come in studio with Carly, we play what I call the lightning round. I told you guys it would be painless, I promise. I'm going to give you two options, and each one of you has to pick what you would, you know, what would be your favorite option.
Yeah.
Okay? So quick and easy. So you just, you know, throw out the answer. Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
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 All right. Blondes or brunettes or redheads?
Redheads for sure.
Yeah.
Brunettes. With lots of freckles.
Brunettes.
Redheads.
All right, Leland, you go. All right, Dan, see? Okay. All right, what about beer or whiskey?
Beer.
Both.
Okay, that's a good answer. Yes. Movies or TV?
Movies.
TV.
Okay. Oh, pizza or... See? Well, you do. It's like the listeners like to... It just gives them a little glimpse. I mean, you know, silly stuff, but gives them a little glimpse. I've always done this. So, pizza or pasta?
Well, actually, pasta, but we won't get into that.
Pasta.
Pizza.
Pizza, yeah.
Okay. Sweet or salty?
Sweet. Every day of the week.
You've already said scones, so we know she's the dessert
salty
gal.
Salty.
Okay, over here. The guys say salty. Football or baseball? And I know, you know.
Oh, no. I'm Canadian, so it's
I didn't see that's what I was thinking. Okay, hockey. All right.
Baseball.
Okay.
I'd have to say football.
All right, football. You got to say football around here, yeah, Leland. Roll Tide.
I watch more football than I ever do baseball.
You like college football or you like pro?
I kind of watch more pro.
Okay. Yeah. All right, that's okay.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I know around here you guys are...
You do, but I'm a big Falcons fan. Please don't hold it against me. We never have anything to cheer for, but I'm still trying after all these years.
Oh,
we try. All right, beach or mountains?
Oh, we were talking about
this
the other day.
Hardest. I'm going to say beach because I grew up in the mountains.
Okay.
Currently, it would be the mountains, but strictly because I've been to the beach the past few breaks I've had.
Well, that doesn't sound like
I
a bad
have to
problem.
Sort of even it out.
Gotcha. You know? Okay. All right.
Mountains for me. I like the winter sports.
Okay. If we say George Strait or George Jones?
Ooh, George Jones.
Okay.
Strait.
George Strait.
Okay.
62 number ones all day long.
All day long, he says. All right, classic rock or classic country?
This seems like a trick question.
It's supposed to be fun.
Well, I would say classic rock.
Okay.
I would also say classic rock.
Okay.
I don't think I can live without classic country.
Okay.
Really don't.
Okay. And last but certainly, you know, not least, would you rather be relaxing or exploring?
Exploring.
And you guys already explored a little bit. Yes, and you told me that you went to Little River Canyon, so you've already done some exploring.
Yeah.
But I know we're going to be hearing a lot more from these three, the Woods in studio. And what's up next for you guys? I mean, things are starting to kind of come back around and come back together. So I know you've got to be excited to be able to get out there in front of folks. So tell everybody one more time. I want you to run down, Dan, where they can find the music, website, all that good stuff. And then, you know, tell me where we're going to see you out and about.
Yeah, you can find our website at getintothewoods.com. You see what we have
I like
there?
It. Get yes, get into the woods.
For all of our social media, that's Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff,
okay.
TikTok, you can find us at Who Are The Woods, because everybody's wondering who are the woods.
Absolutely.
And of course, you can find our single anywhere you stream music. In the immediate future, if you're coming up to Nashville this weekend, we'll be at the Listening Room in Nashville, which is a great venue for songwriters and original music in Nashville. You do have to listen when you go there. They try to keep you quiet when you go there, you know.
You can go to the bar. You can go to Broadway after.
Yeah.
You can go get loud on Broadway afterwards.
But I'd say our website's pretty up to date with all our tours.
Okay.
And, you know, believe it or not, we still do the live streams, which is how we started out as a band. And we kind of do those every Tuesday when we're all in town together.
Okay, cool.
So we do those on our Instagram and Facebook every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Central Time.
And the live streams, I think you guys actually call that World's on Fire, don't you?
We initially,
after the single?
During COVID, we called it World's on Fire.
Okay.
Because it felt very fitting. But we're really trying to turn a page here.
Gotcha.
And now we call it the Time Well Spent live stream.
Time well spent live stream. So spend some time with these three. It is Raquel, it is Dan, it is Leland, it is The Woods. You guys have been a pleasure. I hope that you can come back and play with me and, well, not play with me because I cannot play. I could be in the back drumming, you know, doing some little air drum. Yes, I could play some air drums back here for you guys, but definitely continued success, and thanks so much for coming to see us.
So lovely. Thanks for